This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
But you know what an acro is?
Of course I do, Jimmy boy. I've only been in this gig for 15 years. Australian Commercial Radio Award. Why do you ask, Two Dogs?
Given you haven't come close to winning one, I thought you would actually not know. But anyway, the ACRAs for 2024 are fast approaching and we are putting an entry in. And you need to hear it to believe it.
Not sure about that. Plus, my magnificent hump day quiz is back. And I see Topics Brayshaw is coming off the long run.
I am pushing off the side screen. Show her back to our style, yes, fat. But yeah. Next, we chat to Carlton Young Gun, Tom DeConing.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good.
The Blues are flying, and this man is coming off a career-high 3 goals. It's Tom DeConing.
DeConing settles. Scores dead level at the moment. 26 first term. Half-post high drop punt. It's a good one. Offhand DeConing. Has a snapper tied from 30. They're tied, but it's straight.
DeConing leads back from 45. 6 on the trot. 3 for DeConing.
There it is.
Tommy DeConing, welcome to you. For me, that's the win of the round, Carlton against the Giants. I thought tough and hard and very impressive.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. It's good to be here. Yeah, it was a good win and, very exciting at Carlton at the moment and a lot of belief as well. So, yeah.
Good full fun. House, big noise. I love that bit too.
That's it. In front of the home crowd, it's always good. And, they were right behind us on the weekend, weren't they?
The big forwards, Curno, Mackay and DeConing.
DeConing.
9 goals between you.
Playing a bit more forward at the moment and, really enjoying it. The whole forward line had a good game probably off the back of our midfield dominance and, it was a good game all round, really.
Bloody oath it was. How many tickets for the game on Saturday?
Oh, Sam's 50th, so about 50 tickets, I reckon.
So that's the siblings. Who else has come?
Yeah, exactly.
So mum, dad, and how many kids are there? About 10 or something?
There's 10 of us, yeah.
What are their names? So there's Sam, Tom, and Zoe. So just 3 little letters. We'll keep them short.
Yeah, they're all pretty short. There's Harry, Max, Mark, Max. Jesse, Lauren, Charles, Is that all of them?
I don't know.
I sometimes forget who they are.
Do you know their birthdays?
No chance.
Have you noticed the juggernaut starting to roll? How long have you been in the club now? 4 or 5 years?
Six years. Yeah.
So when you got there, things weren't as good as they are now. Prelim final last year, as Bill said, 4th on the ladder this year. The momentum that Carlton build when they start playing just, for even us neutral supporters, is unbelievable to watch. Do you feel that as a player?
Yeah, it's exciting. The fans come along for the ride with us and they really, play a big role in us bringing energy to the game and, they ride along everything with us. And, I think we're about to tick over 100,000 members, which is pretty amazing
and
very exciting. So
100,000.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a bloody good effort.
Because they've come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, a few of them.
Well, to be honest, a lot of them have been there, but been pretty quiet. But now they're on. They are on.
They are, yeah. And we're going to need every single one of them, to finish off this year. And, they've been amazing. So, couldn't ask for much more.
Well, my beautiful wife, and many would say better half, I don't agree with Thomas.
Half.
I think we're probably about even when it comes to all of that. She is the maddest Blues fan ever.
Great.
And even when I was president of North, I tried to swing her across and she wouldn't budge. She loves the Blues, watches it with the beanie on in the house. And literally...
she's a nuffy.
She's a full nuff.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as the first goal for the Blues is kicked, all I can hear down the corridor is... she just loves it. And she is typical of Carlton fans, I reckon.
Yeah.
They're a special breed.
Yeah, we love the fans and we feel like ours are some of the most powerful in the league and definitely get us around us the most. And yeah, it's amazing.
That's cool. All right. What else, Tommy? What else do you do with yourself outside of being a very impressive young footballer? What else?
Yeah, I get down the Surf Coast a fair bit. All my family's down there now. I think there's 8 of us siblings down there, and my parents just moved to Janjuk. So get down there, try and get down there once a week. I'm going to get down there tomorrow and actually going for a surf with Sammy and a few of the Carlton boys. So we'll have to battle it out in the water before the weekend.
Well said, battle it out. Yeah. Tom, Sam, Zoe and Max, they're 4 of the siblings, just 3 letters, Jim. They're just nice little short names. We like that.
Yeah, were you no Chris and Tom or are you a Thomas?
I was Tom. Yeah, right. Tom, Sam, Zoe. Yeah, we're all pretty simple names.
There's 9 of them.
I know, the old man, he played for Footscray.
Yeah, he did.
Does he talk about that?
Yeah, he does a little bit. Not too much, I don't think. Not too much to talk about. But, yeah, he played, I think, just over 30 games. And there's actually, it's pretty funny, but there's like, I think there's an article or something out there and he's named in the worst Bulldog side of all time or something like that. So he tries to keep that one quiet. But
Tez, Terry, but he goes with Tez. So there's another 3-letter, just Tez. Yeah, Tez.
Worst of all time.
I'm going to look that up, Jim.
Surely not. That can't be true.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. Someone found it somewhere.
Wouldn't be right.
And what about the other side of, is this your partner I'm seeing?
No,
no,
my sister.
That's my sister. So are you swinging hands with anyone, Tommy?
No, Tommy.
What a question. No, I'm not.
That won't last long.
You know, that's out there. Or football reasons or what?
Yeah, just trying to focus on my footy. You know,
haven't been to the Great Northern lately?
No.
Out in the beer garden there?
I'll let you look after the Great Northern.
Good.
Hey, good to see you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you, Tom.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best.
All right.
Best teeth in, please.
133353 time, family time.
Yes.
What properly pissing you off?
Oh, Jim.
I'll tell you why.
Jim.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Two things. Firstly, you can't drive 10 minutes in any direction without a bloke holding a stop-go sign telling you to either stop or slow down.
Good business to be in, that.
Fact,
the stop-go signs.
We are the roadworks capital of the world.
We have been
Melbourne.
For a while.
Why is that?
Dan.
I had a bloke the other day. I was doing 32, and he's waving his stop sign, the slow-down sign at me. I'm like, mate, I'm doing 32. How slow do you want me to drive? Can't drive much slower than that. Anyway, so that annoys me.
Yeah, that annoys you. Mm-hmm. What
but
else
not
annoys?
As much as this one.
What?
Everywhere I go, literally everywhere I go,
yes,
I get
people
blokes, mainly
know.
Blokes,
yep.
saying, Jim, what the hell's wrong with your footy club? They're bloody woeful. And I'm giving it the mate. I haven't been the chairman there for 8 years.
Yeah, but you'd have some sort
I've
of
I've got
comment.
No influence in what happens there at all.
What's wrong
I'm
with
no
that?
Different to you, fat. Or you not as fat.
Kanga.
That's it. Folks wind their window down when I walk along. Fix you. Get joined.
What's up, dude?
I've got nothing to do with the bloody joint. Other than I love them and I want them to play better, but I've got no influence over any of it.
What's wrong with them?
Anyway, hence 133353.
Yes.
What's properly annoying you right now? We're giving you a... ability to vent.
Yes,
and Johnny from Hyatt opens the batting. How are you, Johnny?
Johnny.
Good, boys. How are you?
What's annoying you?
Mate, the young kids now in the supermarkets and the shops and the pubs, they can't look you in the eye. They can't serve you properly. Yep. When something goes wrong, they don't fix it. They just look at you stupid.
Can't pour a beer.
Mate, I said the other day that you give me a Carlton dry. I asked for Carlton draft. And you know what they said?
What?
Nothing.
You know what they said? Nothing.
Stay there, Johnny. That's
well done,
good.
Johnny.
Mick had the basin. Hello, Mick.
Mick.
Hey, guys. How are you? All right?
Yes. What's really annoying you, Mickey boy?
I'll tell you what's really annoying me, fat, is bloody the AFL and Laura Kane not admitting they've got a problem with the goal line technology.
Yes.
All I hear about is them complaining about everything else, not putting their hand up, saying they've stuffed it up. Jim, you and Rabs, and you as well, Billy, talk to your mates and get it bloody fixed for us, all right?
The goal review system is broken.
It's bloody annoying, mate. It is frustrating. Yeah. Make a decision.
Make a decision. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Review it upstairs, yeah, and if you need to change it, change it. I'm with you.
Mick. On Sunday, the boys were going off on Triple M, weren't they, Rebs?
Well, there was three in a row that were clear decisions, and I think one of them was clearly wrong as well. Like, it's just a post.
Davey Roden doesn't send them upstairs.
What? No, he's confident.
Davey just calls them.
Exactly.
Right, Jürgen in Montmorency.
Ah, Jürgen.
G'day, boys. It's actually Jürgen, but all
Jürgen.
Good.
Yeah.
What's annoying you, Jürgen?
Yes. The traffic, JB. Oh, no, no. The traffic is an absolute nightmare.
Getting worse.
It's taken me, yeah, absolutely. It's taken me half an hour from the CBD to get down Hoddle Street onto the Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm at a standstill, mate, and I don't know what the resolution is to fix it, but the big build by the Victorian government has been a you-know-what disaster. Yes.
Well, at the top of Nepean Highway now, where it goes, joins Punt Road, that's a complete debacle.
Two lanes
either way.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Does it annoy you when people call you Jürgen?
Billy, absolutely it does, mate. I'm a Geelong boy. I remember seeing you at Cats Nightclub.
We probably need to just keep Jürgen down. Put Jürgs on. I would have been going all right, I reckon, at the time, Jürgs.
Oh, matey, I've got a tremendous story. Am I allowed to share?
No, we'll leave you there, Jürgs. Cal's in Ocean Grove. Hello, Cal.
Callum.
JB, Billy, how are we?
Callum Murray.
What's annoying you, Cal?
As per your previous caller, traffic really gets up my goat.
Yes,
but
yes.
When you head over the West Gate, you've been driving for an hour, you just want to use a public toilet, so you slip into the servo, and the servo dunny looks like someone has exploded and left a mess everywhere. Oh. And even worse, now they go and put a portaloo out the back, and you can't even use the toilet facilities.
No, that's fair enough.
No.
And it's an absolute disgrace.
Coming from the Grove, it's an hour and 15. Yes. Just want to squirt one out.
Come on, fat.
Stay there, Callum.
Someone has just obliterated me.
No, we got it.
We got it there. Yep. Dave in West Meadows. Hello, Dave.
There you go, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good,
that's
Dave.
Probably annoying you, Dave.
The dunnies. Oh, my boss has given me the absolute poos.
Why?
I had to shoot up to a Echuca today to give the old man a bit of a chop out, taking some doctor's appointments, and he goes, put an annual leave day in. I'm like, no chance, amigo. Here comes a sick certificate on your table. Thank you very much.
Amigo. No chance, amigo. We ring amigo.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's it? Steinfeld.
Seinfeld.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Great to have it back on the radio for another Wednesday. The people love it. And two very good contestants fighting off for that magnificent prize.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's there. G'day, Pete.
How are you, Billy?
You're barrack for North?
Certainly do.
Of course you do, Pete.
What are you thinking? When are they going to win their first game?
Well, look, hoping this week would be a turn of events down at Bloodstone. We'll keep our fingers crossed there.
Oh, they play all right down there.
They do play well down there. What do you do with yourself?
I'm actually a sales rep. I sell gourmet foods there, James.
Oh, nice.
Oh, gourmet food.
What sort of gourmet foods?
Ranging from dips to seafood to small goods, just a whole array of deli stuff.
Beautiful. Cheeses, I love that.
Oh, prawns.
Yeah, there are a few garlic prawns in the jar and stuff.
That's the good stuff. Good.
Charcuterie board, Bill.
Charcuterie board there,
that's
Pete.
That's it. Very
which
nice.
Which is a nice little seafood board.
No. Seafood.
Brett's there in Tokemoor. Now, beautiful spot on the Murray River in New South Wales, of course. G'day, Bretty boy.
Just about to light the fire in the shed, Billy.
Oh, how's the footy ground there? Beautiful footy ground. Saturday, Rob. How's the footy ground there, mate? How are they going, the Tokemoor Bloods?
I don't have much to do with it anymore since the kids stopped playing. Mm. So, yeah, I couldn't tell you, actually.
Oh, I used to be on the hill there. They'd sit up there and drink frothies on the hill at Tokemoor. Beautiful.
Yeah, I've done that.
Brady, you reckon?
Brady.
All right.
You're Brady. Pete, you're Pete. Oh, good prize. You ready to go, boys?
Ready to go.
Yep.
All apparently, right. In folklore, Jim.
Yes.
What doesn't strike twice in the same place?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Lightning.
Bang!
Come on, Pete.
Come on, Pete. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, I did know that, but anyway.
Anyway. Number two, nearest to the pin. How many times has Toby Green been found guilty at the AFL tribunal?
Brett.
Shut up.
Yes, Brett.
Brett.
Nine.
Right.
It might Pete. Be a bit more. Pete?
I reckon 12.
Oh, that'll do, but it's 23.
23?
Jim, he's been up 23 times and he's been found guilty 23 times.
23?
23, Jim.
Bloody hell. All right, Pete. Pete, you are one, and Brett, you are one.
Oh, Pete was a bit lucky there, Jim. Mr. Brightside, Not the Horse by the Killers is a good song, Jim.
No, it is a great song.
It came out, sometime in 2004. We tried to find something, the same day or the same year, but no, it's just come out in 2004.
Right.
You got to sing the next line, boys, okay? Pete, you're going to go first. We'll start it off with a bit of the Killers song, and then you bring it home beautifully, my friend. You ready, Pete?
Ready.
Had a crack, Pete.
He did have a go.
Had a go.
We need Jack Revolt.
All right,
we do. Geez, he sung it well. Geez, he was good. Mm-hmm. Righto, Brady boy from Toke.
Jealousy, turning pages to the sea.
Oh, swimming through.
Sweet Lullaby.
Yeah.
Good song.
Well, great song.
It has to be Brett, even though Pete went for longer. He didn't know a word.
No.
Whereas Brett at least got started.
Not a one.
So, scoreboard. 2-1. Brett up at the minute. Come on, Pete.
Come on, Pete.
I'm going to make
one for you. If the score is 40-30 in a tennis match, how many individual points have been played?
Brett.
Pete. Yes, Pete.
Oh.
How many individual points have been played?
Yes.
Have been played three.
So how many?
What?
Three has been for, well, three, sorry.
Say five, Pete.
Sorry. I didn't say three, I said five.
Oh, five. Brett even said it.
What are you doing there, Jim?
Nicely done.
You're giving
two
it
to a piece, ring a ding.
Oh, no. Just because he's north.
Come on.
Poor old Brett, he told him the answer.
I love Lift. That.
Just so five.
Just so five.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Right. Tiebreaker.
Yes. Let all it out. Who won last year's Anzac Day Eve game?
Can we have a hint, like who played?
Eve game.
Eve game. Anzac Day Eve game. Same teams as tonight.
So Melbourne, Richmond.
Brett.
Yes, Brett?
Okay, Melbourne.
Yep. Well done, Brady. You deserve that.
All right, Brady.
Well done, Brady boy.
I might have had some selective hearing the previous
Bloody
question, Brett.
Did.
So you deserve that.
From Take 'Em All, what's he won, Rabs?
Well, you can come down and you're going for Medallion Club tickets, St Kilda versus North Melbourne, round 8, May 4 at Marvel Stadium. Not only that, you also get a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin voucher. They're the ones who supplied the four tickets as well. So congratulations, mate.
Beauty, thanks for that.
Nicely done, Brady. And what is Pete taking home?
We're going to send Pete a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher as well so he can warm himself up in Keilor Downs.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to let you down there, James.
That'll go beautifully with the gourmet foods.
Oh, beautiful. Not your first loss for the year, Pete.
Oh, Pete.
You're wrong there.
So I think you're
don't
Norton
put up with
seven
it, Pete.
Now.
You're better than that.
Hey, well done,
we'll
Pete.
We'll be right.
Thank you, and well done to Brady.
Thanks, Pete.
Take them all.
Thanks, guys.
Brett's happy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. He, write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
JB, we're very excited for the upcoming Australian Commercial Radio Awards.
Yes, they're coming. And nominations closed last week, and we had to put our nomination forward.
Good.
Give ourselves the best chance of winning.
Mm. Lovely.
I am, of course, as I said, already a winner, but this show hasn't won one.
No.
So we sent Fat into Maddie's studio.
Did we?
To put our best foot forward. Here is the Rush Hour Acra entry.
This entry is for Best On-Air Team, Australian Commercial Radio Awards 2024, Triple M's Rush Hour, with the most cohesive, prepared and intelligent pairing of James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
I don't know where Ben's from, Rabbits.
Wodonga and Albury.
Huggy from Albury. Hello, Benny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Benny.
That's all right.
Go.
Two
magnificent contestants. They're up. They're about. The first one is Sammy from Geelong. G'day, Sammy.
Hey, Billy. How are you, Fat?
Oh, good. Thank you. Good. This is the superstar we're about to speak to. One of my favourites. Oh. The great Nat Fyfe.
Nat?
Okay, not going to finish that. Oh,
he's so stunned he can't speak.
They've all got the same haircut. Yeah. Haven't they? They all look like Roo with a goatee in them. Oh. Anyway, how you going?
Oh, how you going?
How's it going out there at the new footy
which it isn't
quarters? Well, it's about 5 years old. The hangar.
That's not new.
The hangar out there.
Been at the hangar for how long?
Oh, yeah, about 10 plus years.
10 plus years. Topics Brownless on the running sheet.
Yep. Yes.
He's just told people to ring in.
Yes.
But he hasn't set up what the topic is
yet. That's right, Jim.
So Andrew joins us from Bayswater.
This will be good.
Andrew.
Yes, how are you?
What are you ringing us for?
Oh, I don't know. Fat just said.
You were at the tennis last night?
I was.
Fat.
Good song.
What are you doing? Courtside.
Oh, just watching.
He had nothing. Here we are.
Are we on?
That's our entry.
You're not putting that in.
That's our entry.
That's awkward.
For an Acra.
That's awkward town.
Fat. That separates us from pretty much any other show.
The other way. Oh, no. We're not going to win, surely.
No. I wouldn't have thought.
I'll tell you what, if we win with that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Jimmy boy, I'm looking forward to this hour because we get to chat to one of footy's biggest headliners.
Yeah, he is a star. Mm. We love the way he goes about it. Hawthorne's Jack Ginnivan in studio with us soon.
Plus, I've got a Friday fruity joke for you about Sylvester Stallone.
Is that the one Tech stole?
Yes. It is. Spot on. It
plus,
is.
Plus, I hear we've got Topics Brownless.
Mm.
And I'm not sure how much thought you've given this one.
I came up with it about 3 minutes ago, Jim. But up next, Jared from Echuca has a chance to win $10,000 with Guernsey Cash.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good!
A Guernsey Cash time.
Yes.
133353. People have jumped on, and Jared, one of them, from Echuca.
Ah.
Hello, Jared.
G'day, boys. How you going?
That's where the Dr. Scholl used to have his joint on the river up
good
there at Echuca.
Spot up there.
It is a lovely part of the world. Right. What do you do up there, Jazz?
A bit of 40 wings, Echuca. Yeah.
40 wings?
Jinx.
Make a few beds up.
Good on you, mate.
Who do you barrack for, Jared?
Essendon.
Oh, going
okay.
Thanks to Sammy Draper. Definitely going okay.
Big Drape,
was
young
it
man.
Was it a free kick, Jared?
Definitely was a free kick every day of the week.
Drape just take fell
it
asleep.
Just take it. How well do you know your numbers, Jared?
I know them pretty well, except for when I'm on a radio.
All right.
Don't get nervous.
Well, here are the rules.
30 seconds on the clock for you, mate. You just need to tell us which number a player has worn for a club. Some of them have worn two, numbers for that club. How am I going, by the way? You can pass and we'll have time. You can come back to it. We have to accept your first answer. That's the Olivia rule. And if you get all 10 numbers correct, the cash is yours. And your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
I'll tell you what, buy some beds for 10 grand.
Oh, you would.
Oh, perfect.
Mm. All right, Jazz, you ready?
Yeah, sure I am.
Harley Reid, West Coast.
9.
Christian Salem, Melbourne.
3.
Nick Cox, Essendon.
13.
Ollie Hollins, Carlton.
3.
Paul Kelly, Sydney.
14.
Brent Guerra, Hawthorne.
28.
Shane Wakeland, Collingwood.
13.
Quinton Narkle, Port Adelaide.
6.
Ben Long, Gold Coast.
13.
All right.
No. You're wrong. Well, he started all right. Jared started well.
He did start nicely.
Bang, bang, bang. Mm. Ollie Hollins is 4, not 3. You got Paul Kelly. Goo Guerra.
The Goo.
He wore 18, not 28. And he wore something else on his head.
On top of his scone.
And Shane Wakeland was 14, not 13, mate.
No problem. Close enough.
Hey, you're going all right there for a while.
Right up there, Jazz. What are we handing out, please?
Well, we're just working that out. Maybe a box of TP5 or TP5X golf balls, thanks to TaylorMade.
You're a golfer, Jared?
Up there.
Yeah, I am a golfer. I'm trying to hit them.
Go out the road there. What's that really nice course?
Rich River Golf Club.
Oh, Rich River Gym out
there.
Yes, exactly.
Beautiful. All right.
Go through Moama.
Coming your way, courtesy of TaylorMade.
Good pub at Moama.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Another opportunity tomorrow to win $10,000. Ungen is making it a bit too hard at the moment.
Quinton Narkle, Port Adelaide.
Oh, no, he's played Port 3 games.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Ever wonder if you're in the right business, Billy? Triple M.
No, this is an interesting one. We got together as a team.
No, we didn't. You came up with it.
No, I did not. And the topic today for the Rush Hour family is what underrated inventions don't get the recognition that they should. What underrated inventions out there don't get the recognition they should?
Go on.
And I don't want to hear bloody telephone, right? That was George Bell did that 300 years ago. Mm-hmm. Fire.
Yes.
George and Graham. Fire. We all know fire's good. We don't want to hear fridges and things like that.
I get you. Yes. Right, give us an example then.
Tin cans.
Tin cans.
You can store it for a long time. Or
tin cans.
Don't steal one of ours.
No. Tablets. Some sort of tablets that make you bounce around at night.
This is the worst setting up of a phone topic.
It's a good setup.
Ever come across.
All right, Rabsy, we're a round table here.
Yeah, the seat warmers in your new cars that you get, when it gets cold, you just flick it on. Underrated. No one ever talks about how good seat warmers in cars are. I like it.
So the enforcer, I'm speaking for him, has always said that concrete is the most important and underrated invention in the history of man. I said to him, electricity? Or defibrillators to restart people's hearts and things like that. Right, concrete. Yep. He said, without concrete, nothing else is possible.
Well, that's true, but I want something not boring and basic like that.
What about when you need a code and it gets text to your phone and it automatically goes into where you need to input it on an iPhone? That's a good invention.
Well, I always have to get off what I was on and go to the other thing and I get all mixed up.
133353.
Hence!
Underrated invention.
That's all you had to say. 133353.
Look at him.
I like it. Riley's there in Doreen.
How are we, boys?
Good, Riles. You're going well?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Good, yes.
What's underrated, Riley?
A car winch. A winch for a car. Gets you out of anywhere. And the other day for work, I had to pull out a scissor lift. So.
A scissor lift?
Yeah. Construction. So.
Very good. Righto, Carl Winch. Carl I like Winch, that. Stay on the line. Jace in Templestowe. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
JB, Bill.
Underrated invention.
Whoever invented pockets deserves a pat on the back.
See, I like that. Pockets. That's good.
That's good.
I like that.
Well, you'd pockets. Be buggered without them. I'll put your keys anywhere.
That's right. Can't play with your knackers.
Well, you can.
I don't know.
You don't need a pocket to play with your knackers.
But if you didn't have pockets, it'll look a bit...
Just go down straight in underneath, like my kids do the whole time. All right, I like that too. Jeff Rutherglen, Fat.
Jeffrey?
Hello, me?
Yeah, is that you, mate? Are you Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey from Motherwell. You?
That'd be you.
Yeah, the little plastic clip on the end of your shoelaces is called an agate. Imagine trying to do your shoelaces up without that.
Yeah, it's important.
What's
an underrated?
What's it called?
Aglet. A-G-L-E-T.
Aglet.
Oh, right.
I thought he said
agate.
Me too.
Yeah. No, right. Agate.
Wayne, Safety Beach. Hello, Wayno.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
My in-laws good. Live Wayno. In Safety Beach. It's a very nice part of the world. All right, what's underrated, please, Wayno?
Safe there.
Mate, the little arrow next to your fuel gauge that tells you which side the fuel cap is on.
Yes.
Good one. We like that.
Very important, Wayne.
Exactly.
Indeed.
All right. You know, some people don't know that. They drive
I didn't for ages.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't.
Diesel,
wouldn't
for a long time, I didn't.
And then you put diesel in the
petrol. Happened once.
but you did.
Luke in Glen Iris. Hello, Lucas.
Luke.
G'day, boys. I reckon the most underrated invention of the last 20 years is the Dyson Airblade hand dryer in the gents.
Mm. Oh. Yes, where you go down and out and your hands are dry.
See, I hate all that.
Why?
Paper towels. You can't beat them. Yeah. Just the old
That's
paper.
That's good for the environment.
Well, you just throw it in the bin and they munch it up.
You just throw it in the bin.
They munch it up.
They munch it up and then it comes back as a plastic jar.
I'm with you, Luke. I like that. Any more rabbits?
Yeah, we got Kane, who is also in Doreenville.
Hello, Kano.
How you going, fellas?
Hey, Kane. Yep.
What's underrated?
Egg rings, mate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Have you got egg rings
on your barbecue?
No. When you're cooking eggs.
You can put them on your barbie.
On the fry pan.
Yeah,
they come out beautiful and round.
That would be the
ring. Keep the consistency true.
Spot on. Oh, I love those egg rings.
Very good.
Good on you.
Well, one more as well.
Oh, yes.
A compa in Poo-wong.
Who?
A compa.
Compa.
That's Jai Newcomb's territory, Poo-wong.
Yeah.
Compa.
Yes, it is, guys. Yesterday I was making me homebrew and my can opener broke and didn't realise how valuable it was until it broke.
Oh, yeah, the can opener.
That's underrated.
When I feed the dogs, need a can
you
opener.
You don't have a dog. That's the only thing.
It's true.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep.
I love big saggy balls.
I go...
One of the most exciting players in the AFL. He won a premiership with the Pies. Now doing great things at the Hawthorn Footy Club. Jack Ginnivan joins us.
He does this part of the game very well. From about 40, Ginnivan on the way, kicks the goal, and he kisses his lips, and he puts the hands in the air in front of the pack. McGuinness weaved his way through to Gunston. Ginnivan should kick this.
Oh!
And does.
Hand pass to Newcomb. He's dispossessed. Hand pass Ginnivan too late. 45-point win to the Hawks. They get their first win of the season.
Going beautifully as a Hawk. Welcome to you, Jackie boy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You would have enjoyed that on the weekend?
Yes. Yeah, it was good. It was great to get a win finally. And, hopefully we can be away after that.
Is that the first song you've sang for the Hawks?
Yeah, it is. And it felt really weird. I'm standing next to Jack Gunston. And I always used to watch him sing the song. And, a few little butterflies next to him.
You know the words because you grew up a mad hawker, you said.
Yeah. Exactly right. So, it's good to sing the song. And, childhood dream complete there.
Bloody oath. Who was your favourite player growing up? Was it Jack or who else was there? Because there, when you were in Castlemaine or wherever it was?
There was a variety of people, to be honest. I loved Will Langford growing up, and Taylor Duray as well. I played him in the other day. A few different ones. And then obviously Luke Bruce is a small forward that I sort of idolised my game around. Yeah. And so it's so good to rub shoulders with him as well.
He's been a bloody star, Luke Bruce. Mm. So is Taylor Duray. He's about to play his 200th game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Under the radar, isn't
it? That's right.
It doesn't get very rarely gets it wrong on a footy field, that bloke.
Who wore 33 back then?
Ah, Cyril.
Oh, of course. Yeah, exactly.
Or Cecil, as you call
Cecil,
him.
Cecil, yeah.
Bill walked into the commentary box and he was in there and Bill called him Cecil.
It's a joke.
It's a Norm Smith medalist.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
No, I haven't. He's one I need to meet, but I wish he gave my jersey, but I had Chris Barlow, so just as good.
And, mate, you're loving your time there at the Hawks.
Yeah. I'm absolutely rapt to be there. It's been a crazy 6 months for me transitioning houses and transitioning clubs and all these things and making new friends and stuff. But like I said, I'm loving it to bits. And, when we win as well, it makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. Bloody and the little wizard.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd like him, wouldn't you?
Caulfield Grammarian.
Yeah, I made him wear number 34 so he can be next to me in the locker room. And we're a cheeky bunch in the corner, me, Finn, McGuinness, Sam Butler, Conor McDonald, and the Wiz all in the corner. And yeah, we've got a little rat pack there building. So
a rat pack.
Yeah, it's good.
He is a tiny little bastard, yeah, the Wiz. Like, you actually can't believe it when he's. If we're out there doing the hosting on the ground and you guys come running past, you actually can't believe it.
Yeah, he couldn't be smaller if he tried it, I reckon. So, nah, but he's actually going really well. He's injured at the moment, but we'll have him back not this week, talent, next week.
Bill. Yes. Yeah, it is goals at school.
Amazing.
But so did you as a kid. You had freak. Well, you still have. But how many goals did you kick? You hear all these great stories. So you grew up in Castlemaine.
Yeah, Castlemaine.
And played for who out the road there?
Played for Castlemaine and Newstead.
Yeah, yeah. Newstead, yes.
Yeah, so... Kicked a few goals in.
How many?
Under a few. 119.
119. 112, Jim.
Yeah, so in 15 games or odd. So
were you hungry or you just?
Nah, a bit of midfield, a bit of forward. Oh. And, just kicked a few and still couldn't peep Dad's record. So it's pretty stiff.
That's right. And then where'd you go after that? So
then went to Golden Square. Moved schools to Bendigo. Went to Golden Square. Then Strathfield Say won a twos flag there. Couldn't get in the ones when I was 17. And
Geelong
then,
colours, aren't they?
Yeah, Geelong colours. Yeah. The Storm, and then Bendigo Pioneers, and then drafted to the Pies.
Rookie draft.
Yeah,
So did you think that it wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, it was a weird experience. My draft. It was on my birthday. It dropped on the 9th of December, and then didn't get picked up. It was about 65 picks, and I was in tears, crying. So obviously, I had a few mates over, and then. And all my family, and didn't get picked up. And then the next day, found out on Twitter, just scrolling through. I think I don't know who it was. Maybe Tommy Morris was having a tweet of the rookie draft or someone like Cal Toomey. And then found out via Twitter on pick 13. So it was pretty
and
crazy.
And you're a great example of the fact that it actually doesn't matter. Once you get on a list, it's up to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. They always say that when you walk in the club, it doesn't matter if you pick one or pick 80. And you just try to put your best foot forward and go from there.
I always feel when you watch the draft, when you get to about pick 45 onwards, they take the shots into these houses.
Yeah.
And I always look at all the kid, obviously, but then his mates and the family, and I think that must be the most gut-wrenching bloody experience.
Yeah, but for me, I was the kid sitting there and not getting picked up. So
how was the old man?
Jesus. I didn't even want to look at him. I'm sitting there on the corner with Mum, and I'm just getting a few cuddles from Mum, and I'm in tears. But
poor old Craig.
Yeah, Craig was pulling his hair out.
He would have been, because he rang a few stations and all that, he has a bit to say now and then, but he just loves his boy and wants him to do well.
Yeah, I've told him to zip his lips.
He's
been good.
He has been good.
He loves him a bit, and I really appreciate that from Dad.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. So did you go to the Cumberland Hotel when you were in Castlemaine?
When I was about 10, I used to eat some party pies and some sausage rolls with Dad, and always used to be there on Friday night and watch a bit of footy, and it's always good to get to the Cumby.
A good old pub in Castlemaine.
Why is that, Bill?
Well, I used to have it. We sold it now. Dusty used to come in there and have a couple of frothies.
That's his part of the world.
I saw him one day. He was there at a wake. And he's on the piss. And he was playing the next day.
Of course he was. Stick around, please, Jackie boy. More to discuss.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird. The bird yelled back with infanities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
Hawthorn, Young Gun, Jack Ginnivan has stuck around. They face Sydney at 4 p.m. Sunday at the MCG. Ooh. By the way, Hawthorn faithful, you have a rare chance to weave your name into history by having your name on the famous brown and gold jersey when the side runs out in round 22 against Carlton. For a tax-deductible donation toward the club's future home at Kennedy Community Centre, visit hawks.team/KCC for more information.
Hey, so you play this Sunday, 4 o'clock, take on Sydney. Caulfield Saturday. Nice meeting out there.
Come on, Fat.
He likes his horses.
I'll be straight to Caulfield. I was actually at the airport before Gather Round, and I was with Justin Lepich and Fly, and we were obviously playing over in Adelaide, and Leper just dropped, "Are you going to Morphinfield the day before the game?" And Fly heard it. It was a good funny gasp by Leper. But no races before the game.
I liked your comment, actually, because you played Collingwood over there. That was in Adelaide and not in front of 95,000 at the G. I like that.
I know, it was pretty stiff. But, we do play Collingwood again at the G, I think, in round 17 or 18, somewhere around there. So hopefully there might be a bit of a turnout.
Your home game or theirs?
Maybe.
Because
imagine the fans.
The fans, have you copped it from them over the fence yet? Or was Adelaide neutral?
Well, it was a bit neutral. It was hard. But I think that half the Collingwood fans still love me. And it's good. But, yeah, there's always a few diehards that don't. But, you know, they were so amazing to me and always wrapped their arms around me, so I'm really appreciative of that.
That's a Hawthorn home game coming up at the MCG.
So you'll feel the love.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Your celebrations, do you work on them or do you think of a new one or do you see the basketball or whatever it is?
Yeah, a bit of soccer. Work on them a bit. Just, you know, it comes a bit instinctive. Kissed one to the crowd on the weekend and do all this random shit. And if it looks good, it looks good. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
If I went to your house in Richmond, busy. And would there be the Anzac Day medal and your premiership medal on the mantelpiece or somewhere? Would you have it hanging somewhere or in the drawer?
No, it's actually in the drawer. It's in a sunglasses container thing. So it's got my Anzac Day medal, premiership medal, and my V-Line Cup under 15s best on ground in the twos medal. So we were actually looking at it the other day and we had it all around the neck and it looks pretty funny.
Bloody hope.
Unbelievably recognisable figure. What do most people that come up and speak to you say?
Can I get a photo?
Yeah.
How you going? Good win on the weekend or good, how'd you go on the weekend? It's but I love everyone that comes up to me and recognises me, and it's why I play. And you know, it'd be pretty boring if no one knew who you were and you weren't playing well or anything like that. So it's always good to have fans that look after you and, get around you. It's good.
Do you get a couple that have a crack at you?
No, I've been pretty good. Maybe just like when I'm in the car and they see me in a little bit of a hurl of abuse, but nothing too bad.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Well, of course.
What will you do down the track? Do you reckon you'll get into media or coaching?
Oh, I love sitting here. I'm absolutely.
You get paid for it.
I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm not getting paid today. I should be.
And you can't. You're paying him.
Oh, I don't know.
No. What are you paying me?
We've got something.
I reckon I wouldn't mind. You know what Kane Corns does or you boys does, getting into a few players would be nice and you don't have to play.
Just on Kane, have you met Kane?
Nah, not face-to-face. Yeah. I should, but.
Because he had a go at you and then you kicked all those goals when you went blonde and then he went blonde. So I like that. Did you like that about him?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. So, you know, I was just had to back it up on the footy field and I did, obviously, Anzac Day. And then for him to go the blonde, it's a big decision to make in your life, changing your colour. So, I'm all respect for him now.
No, that's good. That is good to hear that from him.
I agree.
I like that about the boy. Our boy's going on.
A couple of weeks ago.
We did indeed.
That plays a very special and important role within the media. We can't all be the same, as a player.
I agree. Mm. Yeah, you need an antagonist.
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 Antagonist. Not hard to say.
Coming from you. Great seeing you, mate. Thanks
Jackie
for coming
boy.
In.
Boy.
You Absolute are welcome pleasure. Anytime yes. you want to slide by.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Be on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Of all the jokes Billy Brownless told this week,
this better be good.
This was certainly one of them.
All right, have you got something funny?
On Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, this is Billy's joke.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone, Jim?
Oh, my God. He just got that
out. It's hard to get out. It's just stupid.
Sylvester Stallone. It's not hard to get out.
Was married three times?
No.
Three times, Jim. His first marriage was Rocky, and his second marriage was Rocky II. You got nearly a smirk out of Cat's bum. Look at it.
It's not bad,
right? Jim.
It's just a boring story.
No, it's not. Rocky, and the second one was Rocky II.
The only entertainment in that is your idiot tiny brain finding it funny.
And Rabs' love. Hit it, Rabs. There's...
That's not worthy of
plastic. No, I think it is.
Plastic.
No, it is. That's a good, I'd say, 85, 86% of that. Oh,
which is not bad for a Monday.
Yeah.
How's his third marriage going?
Oh, it's...
He always goes there.
He does. Rocky III. He's had Rocky VIII, isn't he? There it is.
Yes. I don't know how it's going that bad.
Well, he had Rocky VIII. He had eight of them. Ow!
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You must produce better radio.
And even though they're going, you can still take them with you wherever you go. Download the Listener app and add JB and Billy to your favourites.
I feel good!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today. Triple